Mexican or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win. Pitcher's Dipsy Doo, genius fastball, pop right in.
This is it!
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Hey,
kicking the ribs in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Rotten by the hour, and my heart's rotten too.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. We'll be right back. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. Does it?
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We finish off the three-game series here in Arkansas today as the Rough Riders look to extend Arkansas's losing streak. They've lost 9 in a row entering into this game, and Frisco looks to win their 3rd in a row and sweep aside the Travs. Hi, everybody. From Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, my name is Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along for Day Baseball as the Rough Riders and Arkansas Travelers meet for the third time in this series and the final time here in 2022. A tantalizing pitching matchup on our hands today. It's Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization and the number 16 prospect overall, against Taylor Dullard, who's 8-2 with a 1.64 ERA, the third best mark in all of minor league baseball. It should be a really fun pitching matchup between these two. Before we talk about today's game, let's talk about last night's game. The Rough Riders, with their second consecutive 3-1 victory in this series, they have won this series, their sixth series win overall this season. They're now 6-5-5 overall in their series on the season. The Rough Riders did it with a lot of good pitching once again, as Frisco has gotten some great pitching over the last two ball games to start off this series. It was seven pitchers in game one. Last night, it was four pitchers. Really strong start by Tim Brennan, allowing one run over his five innings. Grant Wolfram then threw two shutout innings. Josh Smith, a shutout frame, and Mark Church picked up his first save in the AA level with a scoreless inning in the ninth as well. On the offensive side, the Rough Riders kind of dinked and dunked their way into their three runs. A bases-loaded walk in the first inning for Jax Biggers, a run scoring on an error in the fifth, and then in the ninth inning, Justin Foscue had the first run-scoring hit of either team on the day with an RBI double into left center to make it 3-1. It was a game that really was a well-played game overall. Not a lot of defensive miscues, just that one to provide the Rough Riders' second run in the fifth inning. But so far here in this series, we've seen pitching dominate. Rough Riders with an 11-inning 3-1 victory in Game 1. The 9-inning regulation 3-1 victory last night. And now it's really two strong pitchers here in Game 3 of this series. If you're wondering why are they playing a three-game series, well, this is one of two three-game series on the season. They both came right after long hiatuses. So to start the season, Arkansas and Frisco played a three-game set in Frisco. Those three games are finished up here in this series, essentially, when you look at the three games here coming out of the All-Star break. And then the Rough Riders will be back in action on Tuesday, finishing this road trip with six games in Springfield. And we are really looking forward to seeing Hammond's Field for the first time since 2019. The funny thing is, out of everybody here on this roster and the coaching staff, only Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, has even been to Hammond's Field for a ball game. Everyone else, no one has. The Rough Riders didn't make that trip in 2021, and a lot of new guys, nobody was here in 2019 out of this entire staff and team. So really looking forward to making that trip out there. As we continue, after that six-game series, Rough Riders will be back at home and at home for three of the 4 weeks in the month of August. It's a great time to remind you that you can enjoy our private hospitality and picnic areas for groups of 10 to 1,000. All packages include game tickets, private area, and food packages. There is limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. That's 972-334-1993. This one should be a lot of fun. As mentioned, it's been pitching that's dominated here in this series, and yesterday we were able to catch up with Zach Kent, who was the opening starter of this series. He pitched three innings, allowing just one run. It was a two-part interview. We got part one yesterday, part two today, and he joins us on the other side of this break. Rough Riders and Travelers, it's game three of this three-game series. Frisco looking for the sweep. Zach Kent joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet and greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Yesterday, we caught up with Zach Kent, Rough Riders starting pitcher. It was a lot of fun to chat with him about his career and kind of his mentality as to where he is right now in his season. Gave you part one yesterday. Let's give you part two of the interview with Rough Riders starting pitcher Zach Kent right now.
When you look at your career now, as we're just past the MLB draft, it's some great memories, I'm sure, for you. What comes to mind when you think about the day you were drafted?
It was just, I feel like I finally was recognized. That's kind of how it was. I think I've always been a player who was never like highly recruited, was never highly scouted, just kind of right time kind of thing. And I think when I got drafted, it was kind of, I finally felt like I was recognized a little bit. It was like, oh yeah, they do know about the kid that has a good breaking ball from VMI, from all that stuff. So that was pretty cool. And then just being able to share it with my family was pretty awesome. But that was like the first time where like somebody other than people in my circle acknowledged that I was good at baseball.
When you're going from VMI, coming to the Rangers organization, was there a moment where you reached pro ball and you're like, wow, I'm in pro ball, like this is real?
Yeah, it was probably like my third start in Spokane, my first year. It was just, I was throwing like 87, 88 miles an hour. And I'm just getting whacked around. And I was like, I can't do nothing right now. I'm literally on the other side of the country to the very end. Like the water of Spokane and the water of Virginia, like as far as you could possibly be away. And I was like, this is real. I gotta do something if I wanna stick around. That's kind of what hit me. I'm like, you're in pro ball. You know, after a bad game, there's no putting your arm in, hey, you'll be all right. It's just like they let you do your thing until you can't do it no more, and then they go find somebody else. Like, that's like the ultimate reality of it. So that's when I figured out, like, hey, you know, you're not going to come in your sophomore year and try to, you know, build off of your freshman year. It's like, no, you're like, it's what have you done for me now kind of thing. That's kind of what hit me.
Zach Kent, our guest here on the pregame show. And, well, VMI, you had a very good career, but it was an interesting path to get there as well, where you weren't highly recruited and you go to VMI. And how have you taken that and taken that mentality kind of throughout your entire career?
Yeah, I think that mentality for me, I had to get back to it, because I think with having the year I had last year with the velo increase and throwing like much harder and striking out a lot of guys, I had that success at VMI, but I never really thought of myself as a good pitcher, where after last year I was like, hey, I am a good pitcher. And then, not saying like I like try to get by with what I had, but I didn't pay attention to what made me good. I tried to kind of pitch different because I am different. But I went back and I was actually talking to Jeff, and I was like, Jeff, I'm gonna pitch like I'm the 87 mile an hour guy who has to throw strikes and has to, you know, I can't overpower him. If I can just go out there and pitch like 87 mile an hour guy, but I throw 96 now, and I think I'll be all right. And he was like, whatever gets you going, kid. And I went out there, and then that's kind of leading into that Wichita one. That's where I kind of switched my mindset. Hey, I'm not 96, I'm 87. I have to pitch like I'm 87. And then it worked. Somehow it worked, something clicked, and it's been good since then. I haven't walked many guys. So that mentality of like, I can't think I'm good. Like, I know I have good stuff, but I can't let Zach Kent think Zach Kent's good, because if I do that, I'm not a good pitcher.
Zach Kent is our guest here on the pregame show. We'll get you out on this. When someone says, what was VMI like, what's the first thing that comes to mind, your favorite story from your time in college?
I would just say, you make it what it is. That's if I had a phrase for it. You make VMI what it is. If you want to make VMI extremely hard and extremely difficult, you can. It's very easy to just do everything wrong and try to be your own person. It's the hardest time of your life. But if you want to go in there and you want to have somebody yelling at you and you're okay with saying yes to everything, it's going to be the greatest time of your life. You're not going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to know your name, and you're going to be all right. Just with VMI, I mean, you take it how you want it. If you want it to be tough, you make it tough. If you want it to be easy, you can do that. So, but I took the hard way. Yeah, I didn't. I was a baseball player. I went there. I was like, I'm playing baseball, and they didn't like that. They wanted me to say, I'm here to go in the military and stuff. But I made it fun. I have good memories from it.
All right, Zach Kent, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We continue our pregame coverage before the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Travelers here in Arkansas. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you. Happy Sunday. It's day baseball as the Rough Riders are in their road grays today. Red ball caps. On the other side, it's the camo uniform tops for Arkansas. Black ball caps and white pants. Let's take a look at the starting lineups today as the lineup cards are being exchanged down in front of us at the plate. Manager Jared Gennert, in his second year at the helm for the Rough Riders, sends this lineup out today in the finale. Jonathan Ornelas starts it off at shortstop. Justin Foscue is the DH hitting second, and Dustin Harris is the three-hitter in left field. Middle third, it's Blaine Crim at first base, Sandro Fabian in right field, and David Garcia is catching today, hitting sixth. While the bottom third shakes out with Jax Biggers at second base, Josh Stowers in center, and Trey Hare at third base. Once again, for the Rough Riders, it's Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Crim, Fabian, Garcia, Biggers, Stowers, and Hare. Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, gets the start today for the Rough Riders. And here's the lineup that he'll face for Colin Cowgill's Arkansas Travelers, with Cowgill in his second season managing Arkansas. Zach Deloach leads things off in right field, looking for his first hit of the series. Then it's Joe Rizzo at third and Jake Shiner, the DH. Middle third, Jack Larson at first, Cade Marlowe in center, and Riley Unroe at shortstop. Bottom third, Patrick Frick at second, Matt Scheffler the catcher, and Tanner Kerwer is out in left field today, hitting ninth. Once again, it's Deloach, Rizzo, Shiner, Larson, Marlowe, Unroe, Frick, Scheffler, and Kerwer. Starting nine for the Arkansas Travelers. They send their best pitcher out on the hill today, Taylor Dollard, who's not only been the best pitcher on Arkansas, he has the best ERA in the Texas League and the third best ERA in all of minor league baseball at 1.64. Crazy thing is, he's struggled as of recently with a 4.80 ERA in his last three starts. Before those last three starts, he had a 0.99 ERA, and he has been really good head-to-head against the Rough Riders. In fact, both Leiter and Dullard have been good against their opponent today so far this season. Dullard, a 0.73 ERA against the Rough Riders in his two starts, only one run allowed in 12 and a third innings. Leiter, on the other end, is 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA against Arkansas. He's allowed just three runs over his 13 innings with 16 strikeouts. And the Rough Riders in his three starts head-to-head against Arkansas are 3-0. So looks like it should be a really good pitching matchup here on this very hot day in Arkansas. It's going to be not only a very warm day, but hopefully a day that is full of offense after the first two games were very pitcher-friendly. And, of course, you hope that the Rough Riders will be able to get a majority of that offense and sweep aside this series. If they come away with the sweep, a couple things happen. Arkansas has lost 10 straight if they get the sweep. They've lost 9 straight coming into this game. And in addition to that, the Rough Riders will have their second sweep on the season after sweeping San Antonio early on in April. Funny enough, that six-game sweep of San Antonio was a part of a 10-game losing streak for the Missions. They then went on to win the first half in the Southern Division, so they're playoff bound, but a loss for Arkansas will match the 10-game losing streak, which would be the longest such streak in the Texas League this year, and the first 10-game losing streak in franchise history in Arkansas since 2010, 12 years ago. So a little bit of a history on the line here in Arkansas today, and the Rough Riders would love to hand that over to the Travs. It'll be interesting to see which form of Jack Leiter we see. When Jack Leiter is on, he is one of the best pitchers in all of minor league baseball. There's a reason why he was selected number two overall out of Vanderbilt last year in the 2021 draft. But he has struggled recently. And quite frankly, he hasn't thrown many innings at all recently either. This is just his second start in the month of July. He went an inning and a third in that last start at San Antonio, allowing seven runs, six earned. And he hopes his second start in July will be much better. When you look at his last four outings overall, he hasn't necessarily been the most dominant. And you'd love to see him regain that form that he had in his first few starts of the season, going all the way back to his first five when he had a dominant 1.93 ERA during that stretch. We're looking forward to what should be a very fun pitchers matchup in the series finale. It's the Rough Riders and the Travelers. Game 3 of 3 this weekend, and it's also game 18 of 18 head-to-head against the Travs this season. First pitch is coming up next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rabenboozer.
Gartenhoser. Ruhlengruder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah, Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scored.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
One final time here in 2022 from the banks of the Arkansas River, the Rough Riders take on the Arkansas Travelers in the series finale of this three-game set. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dickie Stevens Park from North Little Rock, Arkansas. My name is Zach Bigley, and we're thankful you're tuning in to Rough Riders Baseball this Sunday. Jonathan Ornelas is set to go from the right side, and the first pitch of the game is grounded to third. Joe Rizzo makes a backhanded stop, slings it on to first, and it's in time to get Ornelas, and that's how we get underway in this one today. 1:37 with the game's first pitch on a very hot day in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Taylor Dullard on the mound for the Travs, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, taking on the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, your Rough Riders. As Justin Foscue stands in from the right side of home plate. Dullard from the stretch, he fires. Curveball drops in there for a strike at 68 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Justin Foscue, right-handed batter against the right-handed pitching Dullard. Offering in, high pop-up foul right side, and the count goes to 0-2 on the Riders' designated hitter. We mentioned it's hot, 98 degrees of the feels like of 108 here in Arkansas. It's not the hottest first pitch temperature we've had, but it's by far the hottest feels like temperature so far in this series. Previous high was 103. That's what happens when you have day baseball here in the end of July. 0-2 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls, two strikes on Foscue. Taylor Dullard, what more can you say about him? A 1.64 ERA, third best in all minor league baseball, best in the Texas League. He has had an incredible season this year. The Sherman Oaks, California native, making his third start this season against Frisco. 0-2 pitch. Low and outside, misses with the slider. The count goes to 1-2. Dullard in those two games against the Rough Riders, 1-0, a 0.73 ERA. He surrendered just one run over 12 and a third innings. From the stretch, the 1-2. Low and outside again with the slider. It's 2-2. His best start came against the Rough Riders his last time out here in this building. 7 1/3 innings. Shutout baseball, allowing just 3 hits. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, hard hit to short. High hop to Kerwer. He fields head high. Throws on to first and gets him. 2 away on a couple ground outs. That brings Dustin Harris to the plate. No score, just underway. Top half of the first inning. Today you'll see a lot of balls put in play against Dullard. Not a big strikeout guy, just 83 whiffs in 87 2/3 innings. Harris, the first left-handed batter in the order for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch from Dullard. And he offers in. On the outside corner at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Dullard making his 18th start of the season, a record of 8-2. To go along with that 1.64 ERA. High socks, he comes from the stretch. And the 0-1. Fouled straight back. 0-2 on Harris as he continues to work ahead. First pitch strikes to all three batters so far, and the second time he's gone 0-2 on a hitter. Throw a lot of balls in the zone. Just 21 walks this year in just shy of 90 innings. 0-2 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. And his whip, walks plus hits per inning pitched, is 0.95, which is eighth best in all of minor league baseball and paces the Texas League. Expect not a lot of base runners against Dollard today. From the stretch, he offers in the 0-2 again to Harris. In the air, left side, down the line, into foul territory, and it goes into the stands. Still no balls, two strikes. Defense behind Dollard for Arkansas today looks like this. Tanner Kerwer in left, Cade Marlowe in center, and Zach DeLoach in right field. Joe Rizzo has third, Tanner Kerwer at short. Patrick Frick is the second baseman, Jack Larson at first, and Matt Scheffler does the catching today for Dollard. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Harris swings, chops it foul first base side. Right to Avery Sullivan, the first base coach for the Rough Riders, making the play. Still no balls, two strikes. Five pitches in this at-bat, all of them strikes, with four straight foul balls from Harris. Right-hander with a glove at the belt. He kicks and fires in the 0-2. Curveball whacked in the air, right side, and foul. Oh, that curveball is a really slow pitch. It's under 70 miles an hour, and Harris almost double-clutched and swung and still was way out in front. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He deals high. One ball, two strikes. Want to amend the defense. Riley Unroe is playing at shortstop today, not Kerwer. Unroe at short, Frick at second. Everyone a pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Harris. 1-2. Out straight back on the ground, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Long plate appearance for Dustin Harris as he's lengthening that pitch count for Taylor Dollard here in the first. That's what you need to do against Dollard. Try and get that pitch count up, as he has been so good at going deep into ball games this year. He's ready from the stretch, and he delivers in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball away. Whoa, and Dollard chirping at the Rough Riders dugout, and Harris now chirping back at him. Oh, this could be interesting to watch as we go forward, as he was waving to the Rough Riders dugout as he was coming off the field. It's a 1-2-3 first inning for Taylor Dollard. Bottom first coming up, no score, and Jack Leiter to the mound when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
With love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Into the bottom half of the first inning from Arkansas, the Rough Riders and Travelers finishing off their 18-game slate in 2022 today. It's the last game of a three-game series as well. No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Jack Leiter on the mound for the Rough Riders. He'll face Zach Deloach, Joe Rizzo, and Jake Shiner to start things off on this very warm Sunday afternoon. Happy you're spending your Sunday with us. Third game of a nine-game road trip for the Rough Riders. Jack Leiter nods yes at the sign, looks over his glove, back into his wine, he delivers home. Fastball dots the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zach Deloach 0-for-8 in the series so far, hitting at .257, 8 home runs, 45 runs batted in on the year. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. And it's 1-1. Curveball from Leiter. Well, this is just the second start in the month of July for Jack Leiter. He winds. 1-1. Fastball ripped foul left side. 1-2. The biggest thing for Leiter is to have good, solid command with his pitches. It's easier said than done, but he's been very vocal about the fact as he deals in the 1-2 just off the outside corner with a heater, and it's 2-2. And he's had some trouble commanding his pitches so far this year. Certainly didn't look that way in the Futures game last Saturday, though. Nods yes at the catcher, Garcia, and the 2-2. Low of the zone. Another fastball. 3-2. 9 pitches in a 1-2-3 inning in Dodger Stadium last Saturday. Faced some pretty darn good hitters as well. He's ready to go. And the 2-2. Outside for 4. A leadoff walk to Zach Deloach. Joe Rizzo stands in. Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless here in the first inning. Nobody out. Runner aboard. Joe Rizzo stands in now. And that 1-2-3 inning in the Futures game, he's able to get Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers prospect, to ground out. And Pete Carl Armstrong from the Cubs organization grounded out to second, and Joey Weimer flew out to the warning track, the Brewers prospect. First pitch, Rizzo cuts and misses on a fastball, and it's 0-1. And that's the Jack Leiter we saw at the beginning of the season. Out of those 9 pitches, he threw 7 fastballs, 2 sliders. He stretches, and the 0-1. Inside by a good margin. It's 1-1 as Garcia was set up low and away. And he had to wildly go to the backhand to try and get that pitch. Ball and a strike on Rizzo. For Leiter recently, it's been the command that has plagued him. He nods yes at the sign, comes to a stretch of the belt. 1-1. Swinging a soft tapper foul right side, and it's 1-2. If you look at those first 5 starts of the season, a 1.93 ERA. Walk percentage was at 11%. Over his last 5 starts, it's been up at 18%. It's a pretty high hike. And the ERA has been up as well. You know the stuff is there. You know the competitive drive is there. It's about making everything work in the execution. He steps off the rubber. 1-2 on Rizzo. Nobody out. Runner at first base. No score. Bottom 1. Leiter, the right-hander. He's ready from the stretch and deals in. A fly ball into the alley in right center. Long run for Stowers. Still coming, and he runs it down, makes the catch. Nice play by Josh Stowers. There's a lot of ground to cover in the alleys here at Dickey Stevens Park. One away in the first inning. Runner at first for Jake Shiner. No score, bottom 1. Shiner, a right-handed batter. Leiter ready from the stretch, and he offers in. Shiner pops it foul right side, 0-1. Defense behind Jack Leiter today, Dustin Harris in left field. Already saw Josh Stowers track a ball in center, and Sandro Fabian plays out in right field. Along the infield, it's Trey Hare at third, Jonathan Ornelas at shortstop, Jax Biggers at second, and Blaine Krim at first. Leiter fires over to first base and gets Deloach back in. David Garcia does the catching today for Jack Leiter. It's Garcia's seventh time catching Leiter in his starts this year. 0-1 pitch. Shiner watches on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. The overall numbers for the 22-year-old Leiter, 2-7 this year, with a 6.30 ERA, making his 15th total appearance and his 14th start. 0-2, way outside. Slider misses. One ball and two strikes. In 50 innings, 62 strikeouts to 30 walks for Leiter. That's been one really good thing. He's been good at missing bats this year. 1-2 pitch. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Among those with at least 50 innings thrown in the Texas League, he is ninth with a 26% strikeout rate. So a high volume of strikeouts. For him, it's still about that command. 2-2. High pop-up in the infield, right side, foul territory, and Garcia watches it go foul back onto the concourse. Still two balls, two strikes. No score as we play in the bottom of the first inning. One out, runner at first. Leiter has also seen some at-bats go a little bit longer than he would have liked. If you take it back to his best start of the season, which was against these Arkansas Travelers, six shutout innings back on May 7th at home. Here's the stretch. 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside, back pick to first, not in time. We're full and three balls, two strikes on Shiner. One of the things Leiter did really well in that start was pitch to contact. Five strikeouts over his six innings. He allowed just two base runners on hits. No walks in that game and just 67 pitches over his six innings. The pitch efficiency was extremely high in that start. 3-2 pitch. Hit on a line out to short. Ornelas, a backhanded stop. Throws on to second for one. Throw to first is in time for the double play. Nicely rolled on the 6-4-3 double play. And just like that, Jack Leiter is out of it here in the first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. A walk, but a double play behind Jack Leiter. And we're still scoreless as we go to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Krim starts it off for the Riders in the top of the second. Taylor Dollard's first pitch. A slider on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. We're underway in the second inning in a scoreless ball game. Beautiful day here in Arkansas. Sunshine up above, white wispy clouds all around the sky. 0-1. Grim watches away on a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. We've already seen the clouds get in front of the sunshine just a bit, but right now it's no holds barred. It's sun all over the place. Grim 2-for-10 in the series. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's one ball and two strikes. For Taylor Dollard, that slider is going to be a majority of his pitches. He'll change up the speeds on it a little bit, usually be in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And the fastball will be in the low 90s. He's the number 13 prospect in the Mariners organization. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Slider tapped foul, third base side off the facing of the Riders' dugout. And it's still 1-2. And if you're in the camp that prospects don't really mean a whole lot, well, you can look at Taylor Dollard, a 1.64 ERA. He's pitched above his pay grade so far in terms of the prospect rankings. 1-2. Whacked on the ground is short. A backhanded stop for Unroe. Long throw across the diamond is in time to get Krim. One away. Nice play by Unroe as he had Rizzo, the third baseman, cutting in front of him. Still able to make the backhanded stop. And with 1 foot on the outfield grass and shallow left, able to throw out Krim. One out, still nothing our score. Top of the second inning, and Sandro Fabian stands in. Fabian, a right-handed batter against the right-hander Dollard. First offering. Pops it sky high, right side, and foul. It's well out of play. 0-1. Fabian hitting .249 this season, 10 homers and 34 runs batted in. It's been a bit of a power drought for the Rough Riders. They haven't homered in the first two games of this series. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Hit on the ground, foul. 0-2. Haven't been many extra base hits either. Fabian has 2 doubles. And that's 2 of the 4 extra base hits the Rough Riders have had all series so far. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul into the Riders' dugout left side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. It's very unlike this Rough Riders team, which has knocked out doubles at a furious rate. Of course, when Ezekiel Duran was around, it was a much more furious rate. He had 24 doubles to lead all of professional baseball when he was promoted on June 3rd to the big leagues. 0-2 to Fabian. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball into shallow left field. Kerwer charging on, and he makes the catch. 2 outs in the second, 5 in a row retired by Dollard. And here's David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher.
The catcher number 13, David Garcia.
Dollard stands 6'3", 195, 23 years old. A right-hander out of Sherman Oaks, California, was drafted in the 5th round in 2020 out of Cal Poly. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Upper edge, outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Cal Poly slow. A lot of good baseball players have come out of that program on the coast in California. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Garcia. Bases clear, 2 outs, nothing our score here in the second. Cal Poly has produced 21 big leaguers in its program's history. There's a clear best player. 1-1. Catches the outer edge for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Ozzie Smith, the Hall of Famer, went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Some other big-name players, Mitch Haniger, Mike Krukow, who's now most famous for his broadcasting duties in the Giants organization. 1-2. Misses away. Another off-speed toss from Dollard, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Garcia. And Eric Ullman, another player who just made his Major League debut a few days ago with the Chicago Cubs, the most recent man to debut for Cal Poly. 2-2. In the air, left side and foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dollard certainly hopes to etch his name in that Cal Poly lore. Cal Poly has had plenty of guys, but not nearly as many as Vanderbilt, where Jack Leiter hails from on the other side. No Hall of Famers, though, from Vanderbilt. Cal Poly has one up on that. 2-2. Garcia chops it foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Ozzie Smith is going to help you out in alumni's. Whoever you match it up against. Big alley in right center for Garcia to the pole side. Infield is to pull. Outfield to the opposite way. 2-2 toss. Garcia chops it up the middle. Long run for Unruh, the shortstop. He can't get it. It squeaks into center for a base hit. So David Garcia has his first hit of the series. It's a ground ball single up the middle. It's the first hit against Dollard. And that brings Jax Biggers to the plate. Two-out base knock for Garcia. No score, top of the second. Jax Biggers has had a really strong series. 3-for-7, he's walked twice. Drove in a run on a bases-loaded walk in the first inning yesterday. Stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Biggers skies it in the air, foul left side, and it's 0-1. Jack's hitting .297 on the year, a homer and 14 runs batted in. In from the left-handed batter's box. Dollard the 0-1. Biggers fouls it away left side again, and it's 0-2. Dollard continues to work ahead. He's thrown first-pitch strikes to each of the seven batters he's seen. And he's gone 0-2 on quite a few hitters, four of them. He stretches. 0-2. Fouled off the mitt of Scheffler, the catcher, back behind home, and it's still no balls, two strikes. There have been quite a few foul balls against Dollard in the first couple innings, and that's led to the pitch count being at 35, where it is right now. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-2. Biggers swings, grounds it foul, back behind home again, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Josh Stower's on deck if we get that far. Garcia does not have a ton of speed at first base. He takes his lead. He has not attempted a stolen base this year. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball foul back behind home again on a slider. Still no balls and two strikes. And this is the second hitter today who has had five straight foul balls against Dollard, and we're playing in the second. Harris fouled off six in a row, eventually struck out on the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Something we saw in the top of the first inning as well. After Dollard struck out Harris, he waved at the Rough Riders dugout. 0-2. Breaking ball, hit in the air, foul right side. And it's still no balls and two strikes. And there's the sixth straight foul ball for Biggers. So definitely something to keep an eye on as we go forward in this game. As mentioned, this is the 18th head-to-head matchup between these two teams this year, so they've seen each other a lot. There's been very little roster turnover. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way again to Biggers. Line foul left side. Still no balls, two strikes. Jax out of the University of Arkansas, back in this state where Arkansas fans are wild. They love Jax Biggers, and when we go to Northwest Arkansas later on in the season, you will see even more fans really close to Fayetteville. The pitch. Chopper up the middle. Dollard makes the play from his pitcher spot. Underhand flip to first, and it's in time to get Jax Biggers. So the side comes to a close for the Rough Riders in the second. No runs on a hit. No errors, and one runner left on base. Scoreless as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rappenboozer.
Gartenhoser. Ruhlengruter.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill as we start things in the bottom half of the second inning. Rough Riders and Travelers are scoreless. Leiter walked the first batter he saw in that first inning, but he did get a 6-4-3 double play behind him and faced the minimum. Jack Larson, the first man he faces here in the second. It's Larson, Marlowe, and Unroh, the three due up. 17-pitch first inning for Jack Leiter. Not too bad. Nine of them for strikes. First pitch on the way to Jack Larson. Fastball down low and inside. One ball and no strikes. For Jack Leiter, facing a left-handed batter in Larson, this is where you really want to see him have more success. Here's the look-in, and the pitch on the way. Just off the outside corner and low with the slider, and it's two balls and no strikes. The splits in terms of batting average are pretty similar, but left-handers have done a ton more damage against Leiter this year. 2-0, fouled straight back, 2-1. Five home runs for left-handers this year. One home run by right-handers against Leiter. Another thing that Leiter will continue to prove on as he goes forward. Leiter, or I should say Larson, has had a really good season this year. 263, six homers, 36 runs batted in. 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Blew a fastball by him. And you think, well, that's an okay season. That's the best offensive season out of anybody outside of Joe Rizzo in this offense. Pitch home. Fouled back. Up and over the overhang here at Dickey Stevens Park and back behind us. Still two balls, two strikes. This is an offense that doesn't feature a single hitter with an over 800 OPS. 2-2 on the way. High and outside. Misses with the slider. We're full at three balls and two strikes on Larson. The closest is Joe Rizzo at 796. Leiter back into his windup, and the payoff pitch on the way to Jack Larson. Fouled into the glove of Garcia. He hangs on for strike three. There's the first strikeout for Jack Leiter, and it's the first out here in the second. Jack Leiter whiffs Jack Larson, and Cade Marlowe stands in now. Went upstairs with a heater, picks up his first strikeout. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Marlowe. He bunts it foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. That's what you want to see from Jack Leiter. Get ahead. That's now four first-pitch strikes out of the five batters he's faced. He's back into his windup in the 0-1. Whip foul left side. And the count's 0-2. If Leiter can work ahead with efficiency and keep that pitch count down, it's going to allow him to go deeper in games, obviously, but also continuing to throw strikes. 0-2 pitch. High and outside with a fastball. Got away from him. One ball, two strikes. Leiter has always been a high strikeout guy, and he had some walk issues at Vanderbilt as well. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Curveball outside. Two balls, two strikes. What a great day for Vanderbilt on Sunday. Kumar Rocker was selected number 3 overall by the Texas Rangers, reuniting these two in the same organization again for the first time since college. Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter were considered the best college arms in the country last year. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out down low and inside with a slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jack Leiter, and there are two away.
Now at bat, the shortstop, number 3.
Leiter finding his form here in the second. Two strikeouts, and Riley Unroe makes his way to the plate. No score in the second inning. And if you were to tell anybody in all of baseball they could have both Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker, well, they would tell you you were crazy. First pitch. Unroe swings, rockets it to left center field and shallow. Stowers coming on, and he can't make the play. It falls in for a base hit. So Unroe serves it into left center for a single. First hit today for the Arkansas Travelers, and Patrick Frick stands in. 0-0 our score, bottom two. Then you add on top of that the fact that Brock Porter was also selected in the fourth round by the Rangers, who is considered the best high school arm in the class. And you have arguably three of the best four pitching arms in the last 2 years in your organization now. First pitch to Frick. Fouled away right side, and it's 0-1. That's assuming all the signing gets done. Both Rocker and Porter will become Texas Rangers if they're signed. Really excited, and boy, these two were just such good friends at Vanderbilt, and Rocker and Leiter. The pitch lined into right field. Here comes Fabian, and he makes the catch. So a hard line drive into right field, but Jack Leiter gets his way out of the second, allowing just one base hit. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. We go to the top of the third, still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top three in Arkansas. Series finale against the Travs. Rough Riders going for the sweep. Josh Stowers starts it off. And Taylor Dollar delivers the first pitch. Slider outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Stowers, the center fielder, looking for his first hit of the series and looking to snap a really tough skid for him at the plate. Dullard ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Stowers hitless over his last seven contests. 40 pitches for Taylor Dullard through his first two innings. Rough Riders, just one base runner against him. The pitch, outside. One ball, two strikes. But doing their job, driving that pitch count northward. Just a ton of foul balls against Dullard. Jax Biggers fouled off seven in a row in the second. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider away. And there's one away. Second strikeout for Dullard. That brings 9-0 hitting Trey Hare to the plate. Nothing our score here in the third. One out. Dustin Harris fouled off six in a row in the first inning. Just a ton of pitches for Dullard despite the zeros on the scoreboard. Hare, left-handed bat. First pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes with the fastball. Hard to believe there are many nine-hole hitters in the league better than Trey Hare. You can make the case for Chase Calabuig, though, with Midland. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Calabuig second in the league in hitting, adding 320. But Trey Hare has an 819 OPS, and he leads the Rough Riders with 15 long balls. Not too shabby for your nine spot. Dullard ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. Fouled into the glove of Schaefer, the catcher, and it's 1-2. Hare has a homer in this building as well. Hit it off the batting cages in dead center field. His 15th and most recent homer may have been his most impressive of the season, though. He calls time and steps out. A 459-foot homer off of the batter's eye in dead center field at Riders Field. An absolute moonshot. 1-2. Chopped on the ground, first baseline. Larson from first comes up, picks, and takes to the bag himself for the out. Two away. Dullard retired the first two here in the third, and we're back up to the top of the order. It's Jonathan Ornelas. Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless. Well, we're following a theme here in this series. 3-1 victories for the Rough Riders in each of the first two games of this series, and now no score already as we play in the third. First pitch to Johnny. Breaking ball hit hard through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Ornelas continues to hit. Already coming in with the most hits in all of minor league baseball. And he just adds on to it. Not only that, but he extends his hitting streak. Ornelas has now hit safely in 10 in a row, a season high for him. Hard smash single through the left side and a hanging slider in the middle of the plate. Runner aboard with two outs for the Rough Riders. There's Justin Foscue. Dullard from the stretch, he delivers. Foscue watches a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Haven't been a lot of called strikes in this ballgame for Taylor Dullard. Mostly foul balls. From the stretch, the 0-1. Big curveball inside. One ball and one strike. There especially haven't been a lot of swings and misses. Only three swings and misses for the Rough Riders so far. Two of them were strikeouts. Ornelas takes his lead from first. Dullard's 1-1. Slashed foul right side, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' designated hitter, Justin Foscue. Foscue 3-for-10 in the series. RBI double in the ninth inning of yesterday's game to give the Rough Riders some cushion. Not like Mark Church needed it in the ninth inning, though, as he picked up his first save with the Rough Riders this year. A throw over to first, and Ornelas is back in. Ornelas 6-for-11 this season in stolen bases. Dullard tucks the glove to his chest for his sign. He's ready. Comes set in the 1-2. Line drive hit hard to left field. Kerwer right there, though. He makes the catch. And Foscue is retired for the final out of the third inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Second straight inning with a single for Frisco. But they couldn't come away with a run. 0-0 our score to the bottom of the third. Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone wants on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill in the bottom of the third inning. Arkansas and Frisco doing battle for the final time this season. Matt Scheffler starts it off, then Tanner Kerwer and Zach DeLoach. 8-9-1 against Leiter, who's faced one over the minimum through two innings. A walk and a double play in the first, and then gave up a two-out single to Riley Unroe in the second, but got out of it with a line drive out to right field. Matt Scheffler in from the right side. Right-hander Leiter delivers. Fastball fouled away right side, and it's 0-1. Just to continue our conversation we were having about Leiter and Rocker in that bottom of the second inning. You think about those two possibly in the future Texas Rangers starting rotation. 0-1 pitch. Fastball low and away in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. And that has a lot of people salivating at the possibility of an elite-level top of the rotation. And you're talking about two guys that dominated as the Friday and Saturday starters at Vanderbilt. 1-1 pitch. High, and it's two balls and one strike. And if you remember back to last year, there was all this coverage coming out about those two especially, and there's been kind of a repeat of that after the draft this past Sunday, a week ago. Leiter rocks back in the 2-1 pitch. Fastball away. Three balls and one strike. Something that really stood out to a lot of people was Tim Corbin, when he was talking about both these guys, talked so much about their makeup. Tim Corbin, the head coach for Vanderbilt. 3-1 pitch on the way. Grounded right side. Krim, a backhanded stop, knocks it down. Flicks on to first. Leiter beats him to the bag. Close play at first base. But Scheffler is out number one here in the third. It was a backhanded attempt for Blaine Krim. It went off the heel of his glove and down onto the ground to his right. He was able to barehand it, throw onto Leiter, who made the catch, reaching his right foot back to try and grab the bag. And he was just able to get Scheffler. David Garcia comes out and going to chat with Jack. Jonathan Ornelas joins on the hill as well. Tanner Kerwer awaiting his turn at the plate. 0-1. When Tim Corbin was talking about both Leiter and Rocker, he talked about their makeup so well. And remember, this is a guy in Tim Corbin who has coached some of the best guys to come out of the college ranks on the pitching side of things. You think all the way back to the latter parts of the 2000s when David Price came through. You have Sonny Gray, Walker Buehler, Mike Minor, just some really, really strong names coming out of Vanderbilt. Here's the wind back and the pitch on the way. High and outside, one ball, no strike. So if he says something is good about these guys as starting pitchers, you know something is. And Rocker also said in an interview something that really stood out. The 1-0. Hit foul back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. When Corbin visited Rocker as a young high school kid trying to get him to come to Vanderbilt, he knew there's probably not a good chance he's going to come out here as, you know, he's such a high caliber guy. He's probably going to be drafted and going to go to the pro ranks. 1-1. Bounces out in front of home all the way back to the backstop and what looked like a curveball that he got out in front of. Hard to say. Two balls and one strike. He was sitting there talking with Rocker's mom, and Kumar didn't say very much, and he was thinking, oh, okay, well, he's probably going to go to the pros. Right at the end of their meeting, Kumar perked up. Here's the 2-1. Fouled away right side, and it's 2-2, and he said, Coach, I'm going to go to Vanderbilt, and I'm going to be the best teammate you've ever had in that program. And that was one of the things that really sold Tim Corbin. And that describes Kumar Rocker to a T for all accounts. A really good teammate. 2-2. Grounded softly, third baseline. Hair charges, backhands, whips it onto first. Not in time. It pulls Krim off the bag. An infield single for Tanner Kerwer. On a ground ball to third base, Trey Hare did all he could. But he couldn't get the speedy Kerwer at first. So one out, runner aboard. It's the second hit today for Arkansas. No score here in this third inning, and we're back up to the top of the order for Zach Deloach. Rocker also said he learned so much from this man on the hill, Jack Leiter, just about how to go about things and best way to prepare for a start. Here's the stretch, and the first pitch to Deloach. Outside, one ball, no strikes. And it certainly makes you think of, well, Leiter started here at AA. Wonder where Rocker's going to start. It could be here in Frisco. Who knows? Here's the stretch. And a throw goes over to first. Kerwer back in. He is a stolen base threat. 16 for 18 this year in swipes. Still scoreless in the home half of the third. One ball, no strikes on Zach Deloach. Leiter readies. And the 1-0. Rip and a miss. Fastball by him. 1-1. Either way, the future of the Rangers looks a lot better after Sunday. An already loaded system, top 10 by MLB Pipeline in terms of system rankings. The 1-1 is skied in the air out to left field. Dustin Harris gives ground. He's under it. Puts it away above his ball cap. Two outs. Kerwer retreats back to first base. Fly ball out to left field for Zach Deloach, and Joe Rizzo climbs in. And no score, bottom three. It's already an organization that had so much pitching depth. And now you add Kumar Rocker and really good high school arm as well. Future's looking bright. Joe Rizzo flew out to center field his first time up. Dangerous left-handed stick, leading the club with 17 home runs. The pitch, swing and a miss. First pitch fastball and it's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Rizzo, who's 2-for-10 in the series. A couple singles for him. That's been the big mark for Arkansas. Not a whole lot of extra base hits. Leiter fires on over to first. Kerwer back in with a head first dive. Leiter looking very different from the guy we saw in San Antonio, though, when he allowed those 7 runs, 6 earned. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good curveball diving down into the dirt. 0-2. He got behind a ton of hitters in San Antonio, allowed some base runners, and then it was 2 3-run homers that really hurt him in that game. Oh and 2 on Rizzo. Kerwer takes his lead from first. Leiter's pitch. Down low and inside of the dirt. Garcia picks. Back pick down to first. Not in time. 1-2. Really nice pick by Garcia just to keep that ball in front. Leiter rubs down the baseball with his glove tucked under his right arm. Now inserts the glove onto his left hand. Tosses the ball into it. Toes the rubber from the first base side. Leans in for his sign. Garcia gives it to him. Here's the right-hander's 1-2 pitch. Runner goes low and away. Throw to second. Not in time. Kerwer swipes his 17th base in 19 attempts. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Joe Rizzo. Rough Riders pitchers have really struggled being quick to the plate on stolen base attempts, and Leiter allows his 13th stolen base on the year, the most of any Rough Riders pitcher. Opponents now 13 of 16 against him stealing bags. A runner in scoring position for the first time for either team today here in the bottom of the third. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rizzo. Leiter about to throw his 51st pitch of the outing. And there is action out in the Riders' pen. A few guys mulling around. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Line drive hit hard to center. Stowers charging in, and he runs it down, makes the chest-high catch. Nicely done by Josh Stowers. Great first step. And he robs Arkansas their first run. No runs on a hit, no errors, runner left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. Our score, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris to start things for Frisco in the fourth inning. No score. Taylor Dollard and Jack Leiter. A nice pitcher's duel, just as we expected. Harris, the left-handed batter, first pitch. Hard liner up the middle, caught by the shortstop, Riley Unroe, behind the second base bag. And there's the first out.
Boy,
a hard hit ball by Harris right up the box, and Unroe shifted perfectly, made the catch. A one pitch, one out, that's exactly what Taylor Dollard needed after 53 pitches through his first 3 innings. And Blaine Krim makes his way in. Ground out to the shortstop, Unroh, his first time up. And here's the pitch on the way. Misses just high, one ball, no strikes. Grimm hitting at 272, 13 homers, 52 runs batted in this year. Right-hander delivers home. Grimm pops it up. Shallow center. Second baseman Frick back with both feet on the outfield grass. He makes the catch. Two quick outs and just three pitches for the Rough Riders.
Now at bat number 20.
Scoreless in the fourth, and here's Sandro Fabian. Taylor Dullard has struck out two so far. Allowed two hits, one in each of the last two innings. First pitch, Fabian takes away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Both singles for the Rough Riders, they've been the only base runners for Frisco, have come with two outs. Haven't really had a chance to establish something in the inning. 1-0 toss. Raking ball on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1. The David Garcia two-out single in the second, and a Jonathan Ornelas two-out single in the third. 1-1 pitch. Hit high in the air, deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is foul. Oh, Fabian just got out in front of it. And it's one ball and two strikes. Just missing the first home run of the series by either club. That would have been the 11th of the year for Fabian, but it's a foul ball, and it's 1-2. Man, he's swung the bat very well in this series. Two doubles and just missing a home run. 1-2. Soft tapper, third base side and foul. Still one ball, two strikes. His double yesterday was off the middle of the wall in left field. This is a ballpark in Arkansas that plays very pitcher-friendly as the gaps are massive. Out in left center and right center. A tall wall in left field as well. 1-2 pitch. Broken Matt Grounder, third base side. Rizzo charges, picks, throws on the run to first. In time to get him. Oh, close play at first base. Fabian thought he was safe, but he's called out for the final out of the fourth inning. The run sits, errors, nobody left on base. First 1-2-3 frame for Taylor Dullard since the first, and we're scoreless to the home half of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Rough Riders and Travelers. Jake Scheiner to start things off against Jack Leiter for Frisco, who's gone three shutout innings with two strikeouts. Scheiner in the three spot of the order, followed by Jack Larson and Cade Marlowe. Here's the look in by Leiter. And he winds back and offers home. Fouled away, and it's 0-1. It's back behind home. Leiter works ahead again. He continues to work ahead at a pretty furious rate. Only three first-pitch balls to the 12 he's seen so far. The pitch. Line drive to right field, shallow. Fabian coming in, makes the catch. Another line drive out, and there's one away. That's the third line drive to the outfield that the Rough Riders have been able to track down. Jack Larson stands in now. And outs and out. Leiter will certainly take it. Larson struck out back in the second. No score, bottom four. Here's the right-hander's first pitch. Way outside with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Leiter misses on the first offering for just the fourth time tonight. Or today, I should say. Day baseball here in Arkansas. Gonna head out on the road after this ball game to Springfield. Have a day off there on Monday and then start the series on Tuesday. 1-0. Breaking ball finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Six-game series at Hammonds Field for the first time since 2019. The Rough Riders will be out in Springfield. Didn't have a scheduled appearance there last year. The pitch is inside, and it's two balls and one strike. And as we were talking about in the pregame show, the only person on this entire bus that's going to roll into Springfield that's been there before is Jeff Andrews, Rough Riders pitching coach. Nobody else in the coaching staff or players have been there. 2-1. Just outside, three balls, one strike. So, a lot of stuff to look forward to. Heard by all intents and purposes, it's a beautiful ballpark and great town. Ball flies at Hammonds, that's for sure. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Rocked a fastball by him, and it's 3-2 on Jack Larson. And the Cardinals have a really good club this year, on the position player side especially. Jordan Walker is having a monster season. 3-2 pitch. Curveball whacked in the air to shallow right field. Falls in. Jack Larson singles. Third consecutive inning with a base hit for the Trabs.
Now batting number 10, Cade Marlowe.
Cade Marlowe makes his way to the plate. No score, bottom four. Marlowe, a strikeout victim back in the second. Another left-handed batter against Leiter. Right-hander from the stretch. And the first offering on the way. Curveball hit on the ground, foul right side, 0-1. Well, both these teams, the Rough Riders and the Travelers, sporting the player of the year last year in their respective organizations. Dustin Harris won the Tom Grieve Rangers Minor League Player of the Award, Player of the Year Award, and Cade Marlowe was the recipient of the Ken Griffey Jr. Mariners Minor League Player of the Year Award. Both players had 20-20 seasons, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. Both are off to strong starts, but not nearly as good as they were last year at the high A and low A levels. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Marlowe takes high and outside, one ball and one strike. If you look at Harris's numbers this year, 260, 14 homers, 17 stolen bases. Very similar to Marlowe's, 248, 12 homers, and 25 stolen bases. Leiter stretches the 1-1. Curveball outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Dustin Harris had an incredible season last year. There were plenty of 2020 players all across minor league baseball, but Harris was one of just two players in the minors last year to accomplish a specific feat, and Marlowe did not. Here's the stretch from Leiter, and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider, and it's 2-2. Harris was one of two players to have 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, and fewer than 100 strikeouts. The only other player to do it was Johnny DeLuca in the Dodgers system at the high A and low A level. 2-2. Line foul right side by Marlowe. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. DeLuca struck out 83 times. Harris struck out 73 times. Strikeouts are a little bit up for Harris this year, but still very manageable. Again, Marlowe still had a monster season last year. He stands in from the left side again, 2-2 against Leiter. Here's the stretch, 2-2. Whacked in the air, left center field, down for a base hit. Larson up to second, he motors to third, and the throw goes into second. So back-to-back singles in the fourth inning. One away here in the fourth with runners on the corners. No score, and Riley Unruh makes his way to the plate. Grant Anderson is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. As we keep an eye on Jared Gettert, Riders manager, and here he comes. He exits the dugout, and he's going to go get Jack Leiter. 65 pitches for the Riders right-hander. 39 of them for strikes. And he is going to be done with one out in the fourth inning. Gettert takes the ball from him, and he exits. Scoreless game. Here comes Grant Anderson. Two aboard, one out for Arkansas. As Anderson tries to keep it a no-score game. We'll step aside, return to Dickie Stevens Park after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. The 25-year-old replaces Jack Leiter on the hill. He went 3 1/3 shutout innings, though he's still responsible for the men at first and third with one out in a scoreless game here in the fourth. Riley Unruh at the plate, and the right-hander deals to the left-handed batter. A bunt down the third base line. Hare charges, picks with the bare hand, throws into first, not in time, and nobody over at third either as the throw goes that way, and Marlowe slides in ahead of the tag from Ornelas, the shortstop. So the run comes in to score. It's charged to Leiter, and it's 1-0. Arkansas leads on the bunt base hit by Riley Unruh. It was a bunt down the third base line. Hare on a do-or-die play had no chance to get Larson, who was coming down the line. Hare barehanded it through onto first, and it wasn't in time to get Unruh. Marlowe, realizing no one was at third after Hare came in to try and get that baseball, rounded second and got to third. And here's Patrick Frick now as Anderson deals home. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders not necessarily caught napping, but Arkansas grabs the lead first here in the bottom of the fourth inning on a bunt base hit. 0-1 pitch. Line drive to right center field. Fabian cutting over, and he can't get it. Stowers cuts it off from center, fires it back in. Marlowe scores from third. Unroe goes first to third, and it's an RBI single for Patrick Frick to make it 2-0 Arkansas. So within a span of three pitches, both inherited runners come in to score. And the line is finalized on Jack Leiter tonight. 3 1/3, two runs, both earned for Leiter. And there are runners still on the corners and just one out here in the fourth inning. Matt Scheffler stands in now. Anderson trying to make sure this inning doesn't get away from him. Pitch home. Hit in the air, shallow right field. That drops in for a base hit. Unroe comes in to score from third. Frick up to second, and it's now 3-0 Arkansas. Five straight singles from this Arkansas offense. Death by 1,000 paper cuts in this fourth inning. Tanner Kerwer makes his way to the plate. Anderson has allowed three hits on four pitches since coming in from the bullpen. 3-0 Arkansas. Anderson delivers home to Kerwer. He takes a slider outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is the favorable matchup that you want, righty-righty. Though two of the three that Anderson has seen has been right-handed batters. He's allowed singles to him. 0-1. Slider, inside corner, a strike. Right at the belt. 0-2. Right-hander out of Beaumont, Texas. Originally selected in the 21st round by the Mariners in 2018. Anderson facing his former parent club. 0-2. Off the end of the bat, pop-up right side. Biggers going out into shallow right field, and he makes the catch. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Ends a string of five consecutive singles for Arkansas. 3-0 Travelers lead, all three runs in the inning. And Zach Deloach makes his way to the plate. Deloach 0-for-1 with a walk. Anderson readies. And he delivers home. High fly ball to left center field. Harris going back. He's under it, and he makes the catch. So Arkansas in swing mode facing the bullpen and Grant Anderson, and they collect three runs on five hits. Two of those charged to Jack Leiter in his start. He goes 3 1/3, allowing two runs, both earned on four hits, two strikeouts, and one walk. 3-0 Arkansas as we go to the top of the fifth. You're on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt. Just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the fifth inning, and David Garcia starts things off. Some defensive changes. Connor Hoover takes over at third base for Joe Rizzo. Not sure why, but Rizzo is no longer in the game. So Hoover at third. Garcia starts it off against Dollard. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a pitch low, and it's 0-1. Dollard looks in for his sign. And the right-hander from the stretch, the 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Back-to-back changeups, 0-2. It is just another marvel for Taylor Dollard. He's continuing to just miss bats and do soft contact. Just two strikeouts in this game, but he's thrown four shutout innings. He continues to do the same thing that he's done all season long. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Soft tapper foul back behind home. And it's still no balls and two strikes. And that's go far in ball games and give his team a great chance to win. The ERA is down to 1.57 now for Dollard. Through his first 14 starts this year, he had a 0.99 ERA. And he's been hit around a little bit in his last three. 0-2. High with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Hit around, though, is different when you're talking about Taylor Dollard. It's not like he's allowed seven runs in a start or anything like that. Four runs is the most runs he'd allowed. The pitch is just outside with the change, and it's 2-2. That was three starts ago against Springfield, allowing those four runs on a couple homers. 2-2. Hit off the end of the bat. Ground ball down the third baseline. Tough play. Hoover, bare hands, throws on a first, not in time. And David Garcia's 2-for-2. An infield single for David Garcia. Going the other way on a pitch that fooled him down low and inside. Hit it just off the end of the bat on the squibber down the third baseline. And Connor Hoover, with two strikes on Garcia, was playing back at third. Had to come a long way, and there was really no shot for him to make the play at all. Runner at first to lead things off. It's the first leadoff runner for the Rough Riders in an inning so far in this game. 3-0 Arkansas, top of the fifth. First pitch home. High and outside to Biggers. One ball, no strikes. Ground out to the pitcher his first time up after fouling off a ton of pitches. Seven in a row. Biggers fouled off in his first time up. 1-0. Outside. Misses with the heater. Two balls, no strikes. And quickly, Matt Scheffler, the catcher, is going to go chat. Well, today is induction day in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. David Ortiz is the big name that's going in. Really excited to see Ortiz get into the Hall of Fame, one of the best postseason performers of all time, second greatest designated hitter of all time. 2-0. He's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. And also, I'm going to see six other members inducted into the Hall of Fame today, along with Ortiz. 2-1. Fouled at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Most notably, a guy who means a lot to people all over the country when you're talking about the history of baseball, and that's Buck O'Neill. Buck O'Neill, the former Negro Leagues player, former Major League scout, former manager as well. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Ground ball to the right side, could be two. Bounces up on Frick. He has it. Throw into second for one. Throw to first, not in time. And Biggers is safe. So they get the one out at second base on a 4-6 fielder's choice. Biggers safe at first. Josh Stowers climbs in. 3-0 Arkansas, top of the fifth. Buck O'Neill, just an incredible man for all accounts. It is very sad that we lost him over a decade ago. It was great talking with Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro League's Baseball Museum. The pitch fouled back on a bunt, and it's 0-1. He was very close with Buck, and those two are very similar for watching videos of Buck O'Neill. Bob Kendrick, an incredible storyteller, and so was Buck O'Neill. O'Neill founded the Negro League's Baseball Museum, and he hired Bob Kendrick as his director of marketing. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch. Stowers swings and misses on a slider away, and it's 0-2. And then Kendrick eventually took over president honors after Buck left, but O'Neill nearly inducted into the Hall of Fame when he was alive, but missed it by just one vote. 0-2. Breaking ball tapped off the plate, third base line, and fielded in foul territory by Scheffler, the catcher. 0-2. Very excited to see Buck O'Neill, who should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago, be inducted into the Hall of Fame today. You know, Bob Kendrick is out there in Cooperstown, and he's really excited to see his good friend get the call. Along with Big Poppy and Buck O'Neill, a few other guys getting inducted into the Hall of Fame as well. Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso. Here's the stretch by Dollard. And the 0-2 pitch. Throw over to first before that to chase Jax Biggers back. Tony Oliva also getting elected. Bud Fowler. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Low off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes on Stowers. Arkansas leads 3-0. Top of the fifth inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider away. Third strikeout for Taylor Dollard, and there are two outs.
Now batting number 11, Trey Hare.
Trey Hare makes his way in. Riders held to just 3 hits overall on the offensive side today. Well, the Rough Riders will return home in early August for 3 homestands in 4 weeks. We'll have a lot of baseball at Riders Field coming up in the month of August. First pitch on the way to Trey. He swings, pops it skyward, back behind home and foul, 0-1. Just want to remind you that you can beat the heat with a suite. You and your company, family, and friends can enjoy the AC in our entertainment suites. These suites come with food and beverage and VIP parking. There's limited availability for the rest of the season. So reserve your suite now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. 0-1 pitch home to Hare as Biggers takes off and the throw goes to second. And they got him. Dollard just stepped off before the throw home and turned and threw back to get Biggers, who left too early. So the caught stealing goes 1-6, side retired in this fifth inning. Rough Riders trail 3-0 to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway home in this series finale in Arkansas. It's 3-0. Travelers out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders turn back to the bullpen as we go into the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing 3-0, and Avery Weems takes the ball. Frisco turning to their third pitcher tonight. Jack Leiter threw 3 1/3. Anderson, 2/3 of an inning, and now it's Avery Weems getting some action in on this Sunday before he's slated to finish off the series in Springfield with a start. Connor Hoover to start things off, who took over for Joe Rizzo defensively at third base in that fifth inning. So it's Hoover, Shiner, and Larson, 2, 3, and 4. Avery Weems, a normal starter for the Rough Riders, trying to get back on the horse. Left-hander looks in and deals in the first pitch to Hoover. Fastball hit in the air, foul left side, and it's 0-1. Weems, the Flagstaff, Arizona native, 6'2", 205 pounds, 25 years of age. He's making his 18th appearance. It's his fourth out of the pen, the pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Weems this season, 1-5, a 5.66 ERA. Pitch home. Looping liner into left center. It's over Ornelas, the shortstop, and falls in for a hit. Hoover stops right there at first base. Leadoff single here in the fifth inning. That's six hits over their last two innings now for Arkansas. After a three-run, five-hit fourth. 3-0. Travelers lead it. Jake Shiner makes his way to the plate. He's 0-2 today. 62 innings on the season for Weems. 75 strikeouts. He's eighth in the league in strikeout rate amongst those who have at least 50 innings pitched. The offering, high and outside. One ball, no strikes. He has the third highest strikeout rate amongst starters this season on the Rough Riders. Only Cole Reagans had a better strikeout rate when he was here. He's now up in AAA, and boy, did he have a good start yesterday for the Express. 1-0 pitch. Hit foul back behind home off the facing of the overhang right side. 1-1. Cole Reagans last night in a 2-0 shutout win for the Express went 6 innings shutout baseball, 8 strikeouts. What a start for Reagans. Sub-4 ERA up in AAA. 1-1. Comes across on the inside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-2. Great to see Cole, after dominating here at the AA level, go up to AAA and pitch well, and hopefully he'll end the season in the big leagues. Weems looks at first, kicks and delivers. Ground ball to short. Ornelas backhanded stop. Slings it on to second for one. Throw to first. Got him. Double play. 6-4-3 double play. And the Rough Riders have 2 outs behind Weems. Doesn't get much smoother up the middle than Ornelas to Biggers. Biggers is some of the fastest hands on the team, and He didn't even have to throw it hard to first base. It was such a clean turn. Got it over there with ease. Well, two down here in the fifth inning, and Jack Larson makes his way to the plate. First pitch. Weems blows it by him. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Larson one for two. He singled and scored back in the fourth. 0-1. Low and outside, missing with the slider. And the count goes to 1-1. Three runs on eight hits for Arkansas. No runs on three hits for Frisco. 1-1. Larson grounds it foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. And now Weems trying to get through a clean fifth inning. It was Larson who really started the demise for Jack Leiter in that fourth inning. One back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a slider. Strike three. Avery Weems picks up his first strikeout and pitches around a leadoff single here in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Top six coming up. Rough Riders looking for some runs. They trail 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Harris starts things for Frisco as we get ready for action here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 3-0 Arkansas. Taylor Dollard delivers home. Breaking ball outside, one ball and no strikes to Hare. Riders third baseman in the ninth spot starts things, and it's Jonathan Ornelas and Justin Foscue in the first and second spots in the order. Dollard from the stretch, the 1-0. Check swing, and Hare went around in a high fastball. Ball and a strike. One of the first things you see when you look out at, on the mound and look at Taylor Dollard is that hair poking out the back of his ball cap. It's bleach blonde. Here's the stretch and the offering. High pop up, left side and out of play, and it's one ball and two strikes. And he's had that hair for a while. It goes back to his freshman year in college when one of his teammates had an awful thing happen. His mother had cancer, and so a bunch of the guys at Cal Poly shaved their heads. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. High, and it's two balls, two strikes to Hare. To go along with his mother, who obviously lost her hair during chemotherapy. And so as their hair was growing back after they all shaved their heads, they said, hey, why not do mohawks? 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him high and away. Hare strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Taylor Dollard, and there's one away. Top of the order now, Jonathan Ornelas. Third time through for Frisco. Trailing 3-0. And after they all had mohawks, they were joking around and saying, let's bleach our hair. Well, Taylor actually did it. He bleached his hair, and he's kept the haircut ever since. Here's the stretch, And he pitches home. On the inside corner for a strike to Ornelas, and it's 0-1. And it's poking out the back of his ball cap, and he takes the cap off. The sides are short, and everything on top is long, and it really stands out. 0-1. Ground ball to the right side. The second baseman, Frick, has it, spins in shallow right field, and throws out Ornelas, two away. Nice play by Frick. Reaches out as far as he can off to his left, and able to get Ornelas. Ornelas already singled to extend the hitting streak to 10 games, and now Justin Foscue climbs in with two outs. The normal streak we keep an eye on is Kellen Strom. He's not playing tonight. On a 33-game on-base streak. Third longest in franchise history. Well, he has the day off. First pitch on the way to Foscue. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Foscue 0 for 2 today. He's had hits in each of the first two games of this series. Two singles in game one and the RBI double in the ninth inning last night. 0-1. High and inside, and it hits off of Foscue's hand. Or foul ball? Nope, it is a hit by pitch. Oh, Foscue hit by the pitch on the left hand, and he's aboard. Two out base runner here in the sixth inning. Riders trailing 3-0. And Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Foscue's going to be all right. Harris 0 for 2, a strikeout and a lineout to shorten his two trips. Two for 10 in the series. This has not been a good series for offense at all. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. High fly ball out to deep left center field. Marlowe chasing after it into that deep alley. And he's under it to make the catch. Man, that went a long, long way and didn't even go to the warning track. Now, Dustin Harris flies out to deep left center. And the side comes to a close here in the sixth. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Bottom six coming up. Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Williams threw a minimum facing inning in the fifth. He's back out for the sixth. 3-0 Arkansas. First pitch is a ground ball foul right side, and it's 0-1. Cade Marlowe, Riley Unroe, Patrick Frick. 5-6-7 in the order. Cloud cover going over the top of Dickey Stevens Park as a cloud makes its way across the sun. We'll get some more sunshine here in a second. Weems a strikeout in that fifth inning. Here's the one back in the 0-1. Eyeing inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, Taylor Dullard has thrown six innings for Arkansas of shutout baseball. That's just Taylor Dullard doing Taylor Dullard things, unfortunately. The pitch, swinging a foul back into Garcia's glove, and it's 1-2. But there is action finally out in the bullpen down the right field line for the Travs. Looks like Dyason Arias is warming up. 1-2 on Marlowe. Left on left. Weems delivers. Swinging a foul off Garcia back behind home. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Well, we talk about it a lot, especially when Dullard's pitching. We've talked about it even when Dullard hasn't been pitching sometimes. The stuff that he has isn't, well, the electric type stuff. 1-2. Ground ball the opposite way out to Trey Hare at third. He picks, slings it on to first, not in time. Well, Trey didn't have a sense of urgency there on that ground ball as he picked it up and double pumped, allowing Marlowe, who gets down the line very well, to beat it out, and it's an infield single. Ninth hit today on the offensive side for Arkansas. And Riley Unroe makes his way to the plate. Unroe, the switch hitter, flips around, bats from the right side. First pitch. Breaks his bat, grounds it right side of the infield. Biggers has it from second. Only play to first, and it's in time. Marlowe makes his way to second. One away here in the sixth. Patrick Frick stands in. Frick, an RBI single in that three-run fourth inning. That's had all the offense in this ballgame so far. Frick went 3-for-3 in yesterday's game. Now a 1-for-2 performance today. It's been a good series for him. First pitch. Down low and inside. Missing with the slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Garcia goes out and going to chat with Weems. He's joined by the middle infield, Biggers and Ornelas. Back to Taylor Dullard. I mean, the slider is good. He throws it a lot. He'll mix up the speed. It'll be low 80s. And upper 70s. But his fastball is in the low 90s. It's not like this stuff is absolutely electric. He just gets outs. A lot of soft contact. It was interesting talking to the Rough Riders hitting coach Eric Dorton last night after the ball game, talking about Taylor Dullard, and he said, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We know what to do against him. He's able to execute all of his pitches really, really well. 1-0 pitch. Low off the outside corner, misses with the slider. And it's two balls and no strikes. So Taylor Dullard does it again. In three starts head-to-head against the Rough Riders, he's now allowed just one earned run over 18 and a third innings. Weems, the 2-0. Down low and inside, three balls and no strikes. And I don't think you need to hear the ERA in order to know that that is very good, but just for fun, that's an ERA of 0.49 for Dullard head-to-head against the Rough Riders. It's about as dominant as you can get. Weems, the 3-0. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1. Now Weems trying to keep it a 3-0 game with a runner in scoring position. And that's the crazy thing, is the Rough Riders have struggled with runners in scoring position this series. They're just 2-for-23 with runners in scoring position in the first two games of this set. Weems, the 3-1. Grounded foul back behind home, 3-2 on Frick. Frisco hasn't even had a runner at second or third all game. They've had three hits, all singles. And Dullard, who has just been dominant here in this ballpark, a 1.33 ERA here at home, continues to shove in this cavernous yard. 3-2 on the second baseman for Arkansas, Patrick Frick. Weems brings it in. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider on the outside corner, and he gets Frick to swing through for the second strikeout for the Riders left-hander. Two outs here in the sixth, and Matt Scheffler hits. Scheffler, an RBI single back in the fourth inning, part of those five straight hits. Runner at second, two outs, 3-0. Arkansas leads. Weems peers at second and steps off. Looking back, the runner Marlowe has 25 steals this year in 32 attempts. Weems goes to work against Scheffler. First pitch. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. 0-1. In this series, just 11 combined runs for these two teams in the three games. Rough Riders won 3-1 in 11 innings in Game 1, 3-1 in regulation last night, and now trail 3-0 here in the sixth. 0-1. Dips down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. So offense has been hard to come by. Neither team has homered in the series. Rough Riders went on a crazy drought before their last home series against Midland. Frisco had just three home runs in their last 10 games before they came back home against Midland. 1-1. Hard ground ball left side of the infield. Hare picks at third, sets his feet, fires across and gets him. And the side comes to a close here in the sixth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We make our way to the top of the seventh. The Rough Riders trail 3-0 to Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the first time today, Arkansas dips into their bullpen, and they select Dyson Arias out to face the Rough Riders here in the seventh. It's 3-0, Arkansas out in front. Blaine Krim starts things off. He's 0-2 today. And Frisco, after not being able to do hardly anything against Taylor Dollard, just three hits over the six innings, trying to do some damage against Arias. Right on right, first pitch. High fly ball into shallow left field. Kerwer charging in. It's Unruh, the shortstop, who calls him off, makes the catch. One away, and here's Sandro Fabian. Now the final line for Taylor Dollard in his very strong start again. Six shutout innings, allowing just the three hits. Here's the look in by Arias, and he fires. Low to Fabian, one ball, no strikes. Four strikeouts, no walks over the six innings for Dollard. business as usual. 1-0. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. For Dullard, who fires another long start. The pitch. Upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's now 2-1. Has now fired his seventh start this year. The pitch. Fouled back. 2-2. In which he has gone at least six innings. That's pretty darn good. Six out of his 18 starts have gone at least six innings, and they've all been quality starts. Pitch popped up on the infield, back behind home. The catcher Scheffler off with a mask, and he makes the catch. Two down here in the seventh. David Garcia stands in now as two of the Rough Riders' three hits. Frisco trailing 3-0.
Now it's batting number 13, David Garcia.
Garcia still batting from the left side against the right-hander Arias. Here's the pitch home. High and inside, one ball, no strikes. Base hit to center and an infield single to third for Garcia. His two hits today. 1-0. Slips across the inside corner, knee level for a strike, and it's 1-1. This season, no record of 4.15 ERA for Arias. 17 outings, one start. 1-1. Just outside, and it's two balls and one strike. All of them coming with the Travs. Opponents just hitting 186 against him. He delivers in. Low. And the count goes to three balls and one strike. 11 walks in the 17 innings is what's plagued him. It's equaled a lot of base runners despite not allowing a lot of hits. He fires in the 3-1. Hard grounder right side and foul. Three balls, two strikes now in Garcia. Arias is making his third start of the season, or third appearance, I should say, on the season against the Rough Riders. He threw an inning in each of his previous two, allowing one run. And Garcia is bent over to the right side of home plate and looks like he's stretching out as here comes Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer, and Jared Gettert, the Riders' manager. And they're checking in with Garcia to make sure he's okay. Jax Biggers heads over for moral support. Takazawa talking with Garcia. Didn't look like there was anything off on that swing. It was just a ground ball foul up the first base line. And, Takazawa is motioning towards the midsection for Garcia. Sometimes you see muscles getting strained or pulled on swings, and hopefully Garcia didn't have that happen. 3-0 Arkansas leads here in the top of the seventh as Takazawa talks with Jared Gettert. And see if they're going to leave him in. Yep, looks like he's good to go. That's a good sign. All right, so after a very tiny little delay, three balls, two strikes on Garcia, two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing by three, and Arias' pitch. Strike three called, got him at the knees on the outside corner, and Garcia is retired. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch after a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Frisco trails 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's 3-0 Arkansas. And this is not good news. Jared Getter comes out with David Garcia, and Ichi Takazawa puts his arm around David, and he's going to take him off the field. So looks like Jordan Procession will come on and catch, as Procession has to come out of the bullpen across the right center field area. And all right, so we're going to see the big man lumbering in. Yep, here he comes. Procession has actually come out of the bullpen, quote-unquote, a few times. He made his last pitching appearance on April 9th this year, in the second game of the season, and he actually made four appearances last year as well, picking up a couple victories. But this is a little bit different. He's coming out to catch, not pitch. Well, Avery Weems will pitch to Jordan Procession. Well, Procession will take over for Garcia, who looked like he suffered an injury on a swing before striking out in the seventh. That happens here in the eighth inning. Or I should say in the bottom of the seventh. In the eighth, Procession will have a chance to come to the plate if the Rough Riders send nine to the dish. Procession caught last night. And now Avery Weems throwing to Procession. So Weems has thrown two innings, allowing just two hits with a couple strikeouts. He's looked pretty good. And it's a good chance for the Rough Riders to continue to see good stuff out of Weems and keep this game at a 3-0 score. But Tanner Kerwer starts things off. It's 9-1-2 in the order for Arkansas. Avery Weems' two strikeouts were of Jack Larson and Patrick Frick. Looks over the top of his glove, winds back, and fires in. Just down and in, one ball and no strikes. Really hot day here in Arkansas with a feels like of 108 at first pitch. It's now cooled down to a balmy 107. Here's the wind back in the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good pitch low and away. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. 99 actual temperature has actually gone up a degree. Weems rocks back into his wind in the 1-1. Inside. Two balls and one strike on Kerwer. One for two day for the left fielder. He singled back in the third and popped out to second in the fourth. Weems shakes yes at the sign. And the 2-1 pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-2. Let's take a look at the action going on in the Texas League. It's interesting, on Sunday you get some day games and then some that are played at 6. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider down low and inside, and Avery Weems picks up strikeout number three.
Thanks up for the Travelers.
Zach Deloach makes his way to the plate now. Deloach, the left-handed batter. 0 for 2 today with a walk. Here's the wind back in the first pitch on the way. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. A lot of one-sided games with teams scoring a lot of runs and then holding their opponents to almost nothing in the Texas League today. The pitch is low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. It's 3-0 here. Arkansas leads. One game is final. It was 3-0. Tulsa blanked Wichita. Johnny DeLuca, who we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, hit his fourth home run with Tulsa. Pitch home. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's 2-1. Springfield leads Northwest Arkansas 7-1 on the road. They're in the top of the sixth inning in that game. Well, on the top of the seventh in Midland, the pitch. Low and outside. Three balls, one strike. Amarillo enacting revenge after Jeremy Ironman hit a two-run walk-off homer for Midland last night. Amarillo leads 5-0 in the top of the seventh. 3-1 pitch on the way. Low and outside, ball four. Odeloach coaxes a walk here in the seventh, and Connor Hoover makes his way to the plate. He's singled to center back in the fifth in his first at-bat after taking over for Joe Rizzo at third base. As for the Texas Rangers organization, Low A Down East already finished their game up today. Carolina, the Mudcats, took down the Woodies 7-3 at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. First pitch home to Hoover. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, 0-1. High A Hickory in action against Greensboro. A very high-scoring game. It's 9-6. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning in their ballgame. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Slider in there for a strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-2. Las Vegas and Round Rock will play tonight at 6:05. Kobe Allard goes for the Express. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a slider. Three straight from Avery Weems, and it's his fourth strikeout. Two down for Jake Shiner, 3-0 Arkansas leads the Rough Riders here in the home half of the seventh with a runner at first. Rangers in action, they lead 3-0 early on against the Athletics. Two-run home run from Adolis Garcia in the first inning, and a Jonah Heim RBI double, the offensive action. First pitch, tapper foul at the plate, 0-1. Great to see Adolis Garcia with his 17th home run of the year. Adolis Garcia has feasted in day games this year. Out of his 17 homers, 11 have been in day baseball games this year. I don't know if that means anything, but it's fun. The 0-1 runner goes. It's outside. Processions throw to second, not in time. Deloach swipes his second base of the season in his many attempts. One ball and one strike on Jake Shiner. It's also the Rangers' second home run since the All-Star break. One of the big stories coming out of the Major League All-Star break was the Seattle Mariners, the parent club of these Arkansas Travelers. 1-1. Check swing. He went around on a slider inside and low. And it's 1-2. That's that the Mariners had won 14 in a row, and they matched up against the Houston Astros in a huge series for the Mariners to kind of show their worth, as they'd really dominated poor competition. Astros are the class of the American League West. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Avery Weems strikes out the side. Give him five here in this relief outing. He is cruising as we finish off the seventh. Well, to finish up that point, the Mariners are now losing 3-0 to the Astros, in danger of being swept in this series. How about that? We go to the top of the eighth. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it. 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Colin Cobra takes over on the mound in the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders and Travelers. Frisco trailing 3-0. Jax Biggers starts it off against the sidearm slinging right-hander. Lefty at the plate. First pitch. Little cue shot off the end of the bat to third. Connor Hoover has it covered. He slings it on to first and gets Biggers. One out. Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. Oh, with David Garcia being injured, Jordan Procession had to come out of the bullpen to come catch. So Chad Comer, the Riders' development coach, a former catcher himself, heads out of the bullpen, and he's going to become the Rough Riders' bullpen catcher. Gets to hang out with the boys. Josh Stowers in from the right side. First pitch from Cober. Misses low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Thaisen Arias pitched one inning, a scoreless frame in the seventh. And now Cober takes his turn. The 1-0. Stowers takes high and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. A look in by the right-hander. Closed off from the stretch just slightly with white cleats. 2-0. High fly ball into right center field. Deloach angling under it from right, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. Nine-hole hitting Trey Hare to the plate now. Rough Riders have just 3 hits today. They haven't had a hit since the 5th on an infield single from Garcia. Going back even further than that, they haven't had a hit in the outfield since Jonathan Ornelas did it back in the 3rd on a single through the left side. All 3 hits have been singles. Colin Cober out of McNeese State. He's ready from the stretch and deals home to Hare. A shown bunt. He pulls back, takes down low and inside. Oh, he did not pull it back in time, and it's a strike. 0-1. Well, for Rough Riders fans, if you watch Colin Cober pitch, it's the exact same arm slot as Grant Anderson, another Rough Rider out of McNeese State. These two went to college together, and Anderson says Cober taught him how to throw. At the sidearm slot, he throws in. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 0-2. He said it's always fun to see Colin and kind of relive some of the college memories. 27 years old out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. 0-2. High pop-up left side and foul out of play, 0-2. Still here on Hare. Cool to see both those guys throw in the same game. Fortunately, Anderson got hit around just a little bit. giving up a run on three hits and allowing both inherited runs to come into score. 0-2 on the way to Hare. Swinging a foul off of Scheffler's glove, and it's still no balls, two strikes. This season, Cober is 3-0 with a 4.25 ERA, making his 27th appearance, 26th out of the bullpen. Top of the eighth inning, 3-0 Arkansas leads. We'll try the 0-2 again to Hare. Swinging a miss, got him on a high fastball for strike three. One strikeout in a 1-2-3 inning for Colin Cober in the eighth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up. Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for Back to School Night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Ruhlengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Weems back out for another inning of work, his fourth. As we go to the eighth inning, he's thrown three shutouts, allowing just two hits. Arkansas leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. Weems looks over his glove. He's back into his wind and delivers home. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider, 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders haven't had a hit since the fifth. It's been only one inning with any runs scored. The 0-1 catches the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Arkansas scored all three of their runs in the fourth, if you're just joining us, with five consecutive hits. Jack Leiter started this game. 0-2 pitch. Fouled back on the ground, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Leiter went 3 1/3 and threw shutout baseball into the fourth. He allowed a couple singles, though, and was removed from the game, and Grant Anderson replaced him. Weems winds back in the 0-2. A hard line drive into right field. Fabian charging on, and he makes the catch chest high. Nicely done by Sandro Fabian, one away. Cade Marlowe to the plate now. 3-0 Arkansas leads. But Anderson allowed both stranded runners to come into score, and both were charged on Leiter's line. So he finishes allowing two runs over 3 1/3 on four hits, two strikeouts, one walk. Weems has been the star of this one. He winds back, delivers home to Cade Marlowe. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes low and away. One ball, no strikes. Marlowe 2-for-3. A couple singles, one in the infield to third his last time up. 1-0. Fouled away left side. One ball, one strike. Three runs have come across on nine hits, all of them singles from Arkansas. No runs on three hits, all of them singles for the Riders. The pitch is sawed off foul into the netting above the Rough Riders dugout left side. 1-2. Frisco cannot wait to get the heck out of this ballpark. See if they can get some offense going in Hammonds Field. My goodness. 3 runs in each of the first two games. Took 11 innings to get to 3 runs in the opener. And no runs today. 1-2. High and tight, backs him off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pretty light crowd on a Sunday. Probably because of the heat. 2-2. Flared foul left side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Majority of the crowd is gathered in the shade. Most of it on the right side of the seating bowl. Weems the 2-2. Low and outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. This will be the 7th pitch coming to Marlowe. Wind is blowing in from right field. We're in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Weems the payoff. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider off the outside corner, and Avery Weems strikes out his 6th batter.
Now batting number 3, Riley.
2 down for Riley Unroe. This is one of the best outings we've seen from Weems in a while. Man, is this awesome to see. Weems has been pitching better as of late. But this is peak Avery Weems. 6 strikeouts, the most since June 16th when he whiffed 7 against Midland. Offering home, outside to Unroe, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. He struck out the side in the 7th. And he has 6 with a strikeout in the 8th. 1-0. Fly ball off the end of the bat out to left field. Easy play for Dustin Harris. Back into left center, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the 8th inning. 4 shutout innings for Avery Weems. What an incredible performance by the left-hander. Top 9 coming up. Rough Riders need 3 to tie it, 4 to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike 3 call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With 3 homestands in 4 weeks in August, the Rough Riders want to remind you that there are great seats together with your company, friends, family, church, or community group at Riders Field. Not only is there a discount for coming as a group, but there's also prepaid discounts on concession items. There's limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite and your chance at getting your group out at Riders Field now. You can do it at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Jonathan Ornelas starts it off against Michael Striffler here in the 9th inning. Frisco trailing 3-0, and the first pitch is poured in there for a strike. 0-1. Michael Striffler, the 26-year-old who has been dominant out of the bullpen this year. Pitching in Arkansas for the 2nd consecutive season, the pitch is rifled foul right side, and the count goes to 0-2. He was good last year, too, a 2.09 ERA in 41 outings. Sent back here for some reason, and he's been here the whole season as well. 13 saves on the year. He goes for another one today. The 0-2. Soft tapper, third baseline, and foul. Still 0-2 on Ornelas. This season he's been even better. A 1.83 ERA. 56 strikeouts in 34 and a third innings. And that's an ERA at that level, even with two bad appearances last week. 0-2. Fly ball into deep left center field. Kerwer tracking back, just shy of the warning track. He's under it and makes the catch. One away in the ninth inning. Justin Foscue to the plate now. Those two bad outings were back-to-back in Wichita. He allowed five runs, four earned over two innings of work. He threw an inning and a third scoreless against the Rough Riders in the opener of this series on Friday. First pitch home. Foscue takes a high fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Striffler has been the glue in the back end of this bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball into left center field, tagged well. Marlowe back, and it's over his head all the way to the wall. Foscue around first on his way to second, and he pulls in right there with his second consecutive day with a ninth-inning double. 22nd double on the season for Justin Foscue. Leads the Rough Riders actively. And seventh in the Texas League. Good piece of hitting by Justin Foscue, getting the barrel to that baseball and driving it to the left center alley. Dustin Harris climbs in now. He's 0 for 3 today. Rough Riders need base runners here in the ninth inning, trailing 3-0, and they have a runner at second. Striffler from the stretch facing the left-handed batting Harris in the pitch. Ripped foul right side off the facing of the dugout on the right side, home of the Travs. 0-1. Harris a tough ball game, 0 for 3. He's 0 for his last 7 after singling in the first inning yesterday. 0-1. He swings, hits it high in the air out to right field. Deloach coming in and over towards the line, and he makes the catch. Foscue stays at second. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Blaine Krimp takes his turn. Frisco down 3-0, two outs in the ninth, runner at second. Grimm trying to keep it going. First pitch. Grimm swings, sends a high fly ball down the left field line, and he hooked it foul. 0-1, just out in front. Striffler from the stretch, closed off. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and the Riders are down to their final strike. A win for Arkansas would snap a 9-game losing streak, their longest since 2011 in the franchise's history. 11 years ago. They're in a good spot to do so, with a runner at second and two outs. The 0-2. Check swing, he went around, strike three, and that's your ball game. Rough Riders fall 3-0 to the Arkansas Travelers in the series finale, but they win the series 2-1. That's a good way to start off this road trip. A 9-game trip for the Rough Riders. They'll take on Springfield starting on Tuesday for 6 games. Rough Riders fall 3-0. We'll break it down in the post-game show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Dickey Stevens Park. Rough Riders falling this one 3-0, our final score, as Frisco's blanked for the fifth time this year. Three runs, nine hits, no errors for Arkansas. Rough Riders no runs on four hits and no errors today. Frisco stranded four on the base paths. Arkansas stranded five. Final game time, 2 hours, 27 minutes in front of 3,222 here at Dickey Stevens Park. Well, the Rough Riders, they lose this one, and that snaps a nine-game losing streak for Arkansas, but the Rough Riders do win the season series head-to-head against the Travs, 11-7 in the 18 games, and they also take six of the nine here at Dickey Stevens Park. Still a lot to be happy about if you're the Rough Riders. They take this series as well, and Frisco is going to leave town with a little bit of a pit in their stomach after getting shut out today, but still some very good things, including the pitching, which was really strong in this ball game and this whole series. Avery Weems, really strong out of the pen. Four shutout innings for the left-hander. Six strikeouts for the first time since mid-June. And that's the kind of stuff you want to see if you're the Rough Riders. We'll give you a look at what's going on in the league, what's going on in the Rangers affiliates as well, and set you up for the pitching matchup coming up on Tuesday to start the series in Springfield. Rough Riders fall 3-0. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Dickey Stevens Park one final time, not only today, but in the 2022 season, as the Rough Riders have played nine ball games here, and they won six of them. They fall tonight, though, 3-0, or today, I should say, here in this matinee game, as we take a one final look around what went on in the Texas League and the Rangers affiliates as well. A lot of blankings and a lot of low scoring on a lot of these games, as Tulsa takes down Wichita 3-0. They win that game with a couple solo homers in their side of the things on offense. While the Rough Riders fall 3-0, and Amarillo currently leading 6-0 in the top of the eighth inning at Midland. Springfield a 10-2 advantage over Northwest Arkansas. That's in the bottom of the seventh inning at Arvest Ballpark. And Corpus Christi and San Antonio will finish off the Texas League slate tonight at 6:05 with their first pitch at the Wolf. In terms of the Rangers affiliates, AAA Round Rock in Las Vegas will play tonight at 6:05. So they still have yet to start things off, but Low A Down East, they fall 7-3 to Carolina at Five County Stadium. And High A Hickory, they are currently in the 10th inning. And Greensboro, wait a second. I think there's something wrong with game day, because it says Greensboro scored three runs in the bottom of the 10th inning after Hickory put up one, and Greensboro still is losing. All right, we'll try and figure that out. But Greensboro and Hickory currently in the 10th inning. It's 10-9. Hickory is that score. So hopefully Hickory can pull that one out. And the big league club, the Rangers, they lead 4-0 over the A's. That's in the top of the 4th inning as Adolis Garcia, big day, two-run homer in the first, has helped the Rangers out to that lead in Oakland. The Rough Riders will start their series with Springfield after the off day tomorrow. They'll play at 6:35 for the opener at Springfield, and we're really looking forward to seeing Hammonds Field for the first time this year as the Rough Riders in the opener of that series at 6:35. We'll turn to a very trusty rotation overall. And we'll start. I'm trying to pull up the rotation here. The computer's being a little bit slow. Here we go. Cody Bradford will start that first game of the series. 6-6 with a 5.93 ERA. The left-hander will take on Michael McGreevy on the other side, who's 5-2 with a 3.98 ERA for Springfield. Looking forward to that six-game series at Hammonds Field after the Rough Riders fall 3-0 in the series finale here in Arkansas. That's going to do it for us here at Dickey Stevens Park. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible today, for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, for our gracious hosts here in Arkansas. My name is Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you at 6:15 for the pregame show on Tuesday in Springfield, Missouri. Rough Riders with the win today, or with the loss today, I should say, fall to 47-43 and 11-10 in the second half, and they'll try to improve on those numbers in just a couple days. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and have a wonderful day off. We'll talk to you on Tuesday from Springfield.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.